Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Royce Talks Radio. Royce Gomez is co-author of Discover Your Destiny, Live Your Dreams, Love Your Life. Follow Royce on Twitter at Royce Gomez.
Welcome to this episode of Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory, where we celebrate champions in life and business. Although your story may not be like my guest, each guest on Thrive has gone from adversity to victory, and we've certainly all been there. Each of you can take something away from my guest's story that applies to your life. When you listen and invite your friends to listen, I am confident that you'll walk away from Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory, with encouragement for your endurance journey. Hi, I'm your host, Royce Gomez, author of 3 books, including international bestseller, Discover Your Destiny, Live Your Dreams, Love Your Life. My guest today is Maria Allen. She calls herself the Midlife Coach. Maria is a life coach who works with midlife women ages 45 to 60 who feel stuck, afraid, and unable to move forward. She partners with them to find meaning and purpose during this transformative stage of their lives. She's created a program called Midlife Mastery that eases the struggle of midlife. After suffering for years herself, she decided to take control, and the program that she offers has been born from these discoveries. Today, Maria is happily married and the mother of 3 girls. Her virtual coaching practice is successful and delivers powerful results. So I would like to welcome my guest today, Maria Allen. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Royce. I'm happy to be here.
Good. Good. Now, as I look through your website to prepare for this show, you say on your Meet the Coach page, I spent years of my life wearing a mask, lost and feeling invisible. And I would like to start with that part of your story because I think that all women can relate to that. So share a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. And I do think it's a good starting point that women can relate to. I found myself as I entered my 20s just putting my life on default and letting events happen to me instead of being the propeller of my life. I found myself engaged, I found myself married, and soon after that pregnant with my first child and my other child, and life was just happening. I found that I was in roles that I felt that I had to be in just to meet the expectations of those around me. I mean, of course, we're all born with generational expectations based on what our moms did, our grandparents did, and then society tells us what you're supposed to be like, you know, as a proper wife and proper mom. And I felt myself just buried in those roles and putting a mask on that just allowed me to present a positive face on the outside, but my inner self, the self that is authentic, was just withering on the vine. And that is when I began to realize that something needed to change, that I needed to get back in touch with who this person Maria was. And that's when this whole journey of mine of rediscovery started to take place.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. As a matter of fact, I don't think it happens just early on in life. I found myself the other day slipping back into a mask. I was in a conversation with someone, and he has a good job, makes great money, and it's a fascinating industry that he's in. And I said, I could do your job. He says, you have no experience in my job. Why would you? And I said, because it fascinates me and I know I can do it. He said, why are you not focused on pursuing your passions and what you are called to do? And that's going back to putting that mask on to obtain something that's not meant to be yours, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do think that we're all here with unique gifts that were given just to us and that only we can bring to the world. Gosh, it's so easy if you don't do some sort of daily reminder practice to fall back into that mask, putting that mask back on and chasing shiny objects. I mean, you hear things and you see things that just seem to call your name. And without the maintenance of just keeping yourself in check and reminding yourself what your purpose and your passion is, it's easy to get off track with those shiny objects.
Yeah, and you've got a great newsletter that speaks about that too. You say, do something childish, indulge yourself in an activity and follow those shiny objects or do something that's fun for you. And there's a song, I love music, especially country music, and there's a song called Wild Child. And at the end of that song, she says, live with abandon. And you say, your mojo thrives on that. Get your mojo back. So how do you work with women when they've lost sight of who they are and lose their passion for life?
Such a good question, and you're so right. I mean, society tells us that any sort of self-care is selfish as a woman and that we're here to serve, and I don't know if that's a message that we should keep telling ourselves. I work with women to journey towards their what's next. I mean, the first part of their life was certainly meant for discovery and learning about life lessons and what really gives them butterflies in their stomach and what doesn't. And I help women find what's going to do that in their next chapter, this next part of life that they were given. And we do that through questioning quite a few things. And I like to use the acronym BLISS because certainly that's our right to have bliss. And we start with B, which is questioning those barriers that we put up for ourselves. The labels of possibly have been haunting us with those mean girl voices in our head. Possibly, you know, you're not good with money, or boy, you sure could be pretty if you lost a couple of pounds, or you're not smart enough. We question those barriers and those mean girl tapes that are going through our heads. I also, with an L, help women to listen to what their own truth is. And that is to find their own joy, to take a journey towards seeking what their joy is and befriending those butterflies in their stomach that alert them when there's something magical there that's just for them. I have women with an I. Let them know that they can, I can, and give themselves permission to pursue whatever that path is that gives them purpose and passion. And a lot of women have a hard time giving themselves permission that they are worthy of moving forward on their own behalf. The fourth letter is S, and that is strengthening their butterflies. And I believe that we need some sort of daily practice where we disconnect from social media, which, my gosh, it's getting to be, I think, quite an addiction for a lot of us. We have to take time to disconnect from that clutter and from that noise and just get still and quiet with ourselves. And the last S for bliss is you just got to start. You got to feel the fear. Take action, take those baby steps that are going to propel you towards the momentum of your journey. So that is the plan, the strategic plan that I take with my clients to journey towards their next what's next, rather. and to accomplish what they want to do in terms of passion and purpose.
Now, Maria, I just love that.
Oh, good.
I want women to understand that you have been where they are when you begin to take them on that journey. So you mentioned that mean girl voice. What was the number one toughest mean girl voice that you had to overcome? And share some insights about how that affected you.
Oh, sure. I think the biggest message that my mean girl voice would tell me, and she still gets in there from time to time, and I have to remind her who's boss and who's driving this car, is just that I wasn't good enough. I just didn't have what it takes to have my own business, to be in control and do what I felt was best for myself, that I did not have to make everybody else happy at the expense of myself. That was the mean girl tape that was playing in my mind, for the majority of my life. And listening to that mean girl voice really put me on a path towards depression, autoimmune disease, just a feeling that every day was just meant to be gotten through so I could go to bed and get some relief. That mean girl voice is powerful, and it really did affect my self-esteem, my journey, my ability to see light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, I could do it for other people, for my children, my husband, I could be their biggest cheerleader. But when it came to myself, I just could not seem to open up that curtain and pull back that dark cloud that hovered over me all the time. And it took a lot of work, and quite frankly, it took me just being tired all the time, that prompted me to start taking teeny-weeny baby steps that helped me move forward.
Yeah, and those teeny steps are important, Maria. I've spoken to several women just this past week who get in that funk and, like you said, put on the mask to please everyone else and serve everyone else, but they are just waiting on the day to end, and they get in that depression, and they experience deep emotional pain from staying there. Share a story from one of your clients that has experienced that. And I'm looking, maybe you can tie it into this. I'm looking at one of your newsletters that say happy people can look back and say they choose their life. They chose their life, not settled for it. And we are talking about those women who are in the settle for phase of their life.
Yes, yes. And one story that comes to mind, and I love it because I think that a lot of women can identify with it, is not only waiting for the day to end so you can go to sleep, but waiting for that certain time of day after you've done for everybody else where you can get that drink, where you can have that glass of wine, where you can have that half a bottle of wine, where you can have that one bottle, two bottles of wine, because that's your reward for making it through the day. And I did have a client who is doing very well now, who I talked to about what you mentioned previously, was making a choice in your life and choosing a different path. Instead of rewarding yourself at the end of the day, and so many women turn to that glass of wine or whatever it might be to reward themselves in an unhealthy way, I had her to start making other choices. When the end of the day came, and her end of the day came at 7 o'clock, and that's when all of her youngsters were in bed, and she could finally start feeling like it was her turn to be treated. Instead of taking out that bottle, she had the choice to make a phone call to a person in her supportive tribe who was non-judgmental, who had her back, and she also had a choice to take a walk. And what she found was that over time, the desire for that glass of wine diminished, and her connection to another human being on either the phone or the connection to being out of the house in an environment that cleared her head was enough of a reward for her at the end of the day. And she started to see that by making different choices, she was able to have different outcomes. And that was waking up without a hangover, waking up without the guilt of another night and another bottle and trying to hide it from her husband, and waking up knowing that she had done something positive at the end of her day. And that's a small example, but I do think it's one that women can really identify with.
I think so too, yeah. I do have nights when I look forward to coming home and having a glass of wine and just relaxing with a good book.
And there's nothing wrong with coming home and enjoying a good glass of wine. There is nothing wrong with that and enjoying a good book. When it starts to go into dangerous ground is when you see the glass of wine as being your sole purpose for the day, or you see that going to sleep as being your sole purpose of relief for the day. And that's when you start getting in that tricky territory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, before we move forward talking more in depth about your programs, I need to take some time to thank my sponsors. So if you'll hang on while I go into a couple of commercials, that would be wonderful, Maria.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. My first sponsor is the Reinvention Retreat, and I am so excited to invite everyone to join the Reinvention Retreat. I do know there's only a few cabins available at this point because the journey starts on March 2nd and goes to March 6, 2017, traveling on Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas to Cozumel over a long weekend. I personally went on this retreat a couple of years ago, and it changed my life and started my journey as an author and a thought leader promoting women's choice to thrive. So while you spend four glorious nights at sea, you'll discover your own passion and create the life that's best for you. If you mention you heard about this cruise on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory, you'll save $50 off the cruise price. Go to reinventatsea.com and pick your cabin, or give Kathleen a call at 407-951-8485. Rooms start at $749 for an ocean view cabin or $939 for a balcony. That includes your retreat fee, cabin, taxes, and all gratuities. So be sure to mention you heard about this on Thrive, and you'll get the Royce special, saving $50. My second sponsor is a certified professional coach. Jamie Dodd has had the opportunity to work with women that have encountered obstacles in their private and professional lives. She brings a very unique and specialized perspective to working with clients. Finding her true self led her to business ownership in a world dominated by men, even being featured in the July issue of Ratchet and Wrench magazine this year. Jamie has found success in this world by empowering herself to take back the control that eating disorders tried to rob from her. Jamie is now a successful businesswoman and empowering other professional women to achieve their definition of success by overcoming their past and achieving the dreams of their future. If you are ready to overcome limiting beliefs, escape the cycle of I can't, and live in full abundance, give Jamie a call at 719-761-9363 or go online to the liveabundantlycoach.com. Finally, my last sponsor is Pivot Business Consulting. Have you ever seen smart entrepreneurial leaders grow a business and then plateau because the workplace that once was smooth is now disorganized? Pivot Business Consulting helps entrepreneurs turn executives to get order and structure to their internal operations. They help pinpoint problems and craft and implement solutions to help pivot from being a startup into a stable, growing company. As a result, Pivot Business Solutions is able to quickly reduce overhead expenses, improve efficiency, and set the stage for long-term sustainable growth. Call Pivot Business Consulting at 321-422-2166 and mention you heard about Pivot on Royce Talks for a free consultation. And now back to my wonderful guest today, Maria Allen. Thanks for standing by. I want to move more into your healing process and how that journey began for you. Where were you when you realized you needed to make a change in direction, and how did that begin?
Yes, I realized it when, I know I mentioned before, and it sounds like such a trite phrase, but I was just tired of being tired. I was living a life that I didn't want to live, but I felt stuck, and I felt that I just could not gain or gather the energy to lift the cloud. But I knew that somehow if I could take baby steps, and I always go back to those baby steps, that I could start just clicking away at that armor, that cloud little by little until I could make a crack and start to find myself, find my way out of it. And I did that by befriending the butterflies in my stomach again. And the butterflies in our stomach are those little flutters that you feel when something gets your attention. I had myself really pay attention to anything that did that for me. If I happened to be reading something and felt the butterflies, I paid attention to see what it was. If it was a particular class that I read about, if it was a particular color that gave me that feeling, if it was a particular picture that gave me that feeling. And then I zeroed in on what that certain item, what that certain thing was, and started to investigate what it was about that made me feel a certain way. An example would be, I read about a class in decoupage, knew nothing about it, and something about that art form just made me feel flutters, and I knew it was something I had to discover. And so I investigated, I researched, and I found a local art school that taught decoupage. And my big action step was taking a class and realizing that my intuition was right on target and I was meant to be in that class. That let me know that I needed to proceed where my butterflies told me to proceed. That started the journey with going back to school and getting a master's, because I just happened to hear on the radio about a master's program that gave me butterflies in my stomach, and I knew it was for me. My master's was organizational psychology, and during that 2 years of study, I realized that I wanted to use this knowledge and these skills that I was learning to help other midlife women who were stuck and needed help finding out what their what's next was and how to get there. And that's how I started my coaching program, and that's how things started to just snowball, and the momentum just happened, just based on going with my gut and just following. And that's what got me here today. And I will say that it was right on target, and I feel that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I feel that what I'm doing is meaningful, and that I'll be leaving some sort of legacy in life. And, you know, what could be better than that?
Well, Maria, thank you for explaining the butterflies. You've alluded to them a couple of times in our conversation, and I was going to ask, but I see on your website that's part of a module that you go through with women that says, what makes your heart sing? So I kind of wanted to save that for the final part of the program after we've talked about where your journey began and how you stayed stuck living behind your mask to what makes your heart sing. So that was perfect timing to expand on that.
Good.
We have just a few minutes left, believe it or not, and I want to go into one of your other modules, and you talk about your oath to self, giving yourself permission. I cannot tell you how many years I've spent mentoring and coaching women to talk about giving themselves permission to love themselves, to do something good for themselves, practice good self-care, and it's such an important message, but so hard for women to accept that it's okay to do that. So share a little bit about how you teach your oath to self.
Yes. And I think what we need to do initially is to go back to
Maria, her call has dropped, and we have a couple of minutes left. I'm hoping she'll be able to call right back in, but let me tell you where to go online and find out more about her. Go to mariaallen.com, and that is spelled mariaallyn.com. And you'll find all about her coaching program there. You can find me at roycetalks.com or on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn under Royce Gomez. You can connect with me at roycetalks.com, request a consultation, see my books, find my services. And I am so hoping that we can get Maria online to finish back up with us here in the last few minutes. Remember to go on my sponsors' pages and see what they can offer for you. ReinventItC.com, TheLiveAbundantlyCoach.com, and then Pivot Business Consulting. I would love to share my sponsors with you. They are all friends of mine, and they do some great work with business and with personal and professional lives. Sorry, got tongue-tied there. Anyway, it does not look like we're getting Maria back on today, unfortunately. But thank you so much for joining me on Thrive, and I would love to have you connect with me. If you know someone that would be a great guest on my show, feel free to connect them with me. If you know someone that would be an excellent sponsor that works specifically with women, please have them connect with me. And just in time, Maria is able to get back on. Maria, I'm so glad you called back. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. My goodness, I'm just talking away, not realizing that we've been disconnected.
Well, we're down to the last minute. I've already told them where they can connect with you more online and find out more about your program. So go ahead and give us a 60-second glimpse into making an oath to yourself.
Well, I think that to make an oath to ourselves, you need to validate that your existence is worthy, that you're put here with gifts, and that you are cheating yourself in the world if you don't explore those gifts and give them, you know, out to the universe. I also think that to keep that oath to self going, you need to connect with a tribe of women who get you, who are non-judgmental. And you need to spend some time on a regular basis disconnecting from stuff, and that is clutter and social media and all of that. And if you put those things in place, I think your oath to self will be one that you can maintain.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing a glimpse into your coaching program. And is there any last minute thought that you would like to share with our guest today on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory?
Oh, Royce, I thank you so much for allowing me to be here. I want women to know that if they're living a life that they don't want to be living, there are options, and that you are in charge of making yourself happy, and that there are ways that we can do that. So contact me, get in touch for a complimentary Jumpstart Clarity call. You'll find everything you need on my website, and we'll chat and see where you're stuck and see what we can do to start you on your journey.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for joining me today. You've been